Oh, hi there. Today I would like to talk about TEF Canada exam. I took it 3 times and here's what you need to know. The first thing you need to figure out is why do you need to take this exam? The main purpose of this exam is to use it in your application for Canadian immigration. It could be used in different programs as well as Canadian citizenship. It is also accepted in various universities across Canada and France and can be used when you apply for French or Swiss nationality. The second thing you need to know is that the certificate is valid for 2 years, so you have to retake it every 2 years if you want to keep it valid. The reason they do that is that it works the same way as IELTS because the test tells you what kind of level you have, unlike with TELF or Cambridge exam, where you take the certain level of a test. For example, you take B2 and you prove this level. This one tells you what kind of level you have, so it expires after 2 years. You can only take it every 2 months, so if you're unsatisfied with the results for some reason, you will need to wait 2 months from your test day to retake it again. Now the exam is fully digital and you will also receive your certificate digitally and not get a hard copy. You will do all parts of the exam on computer except speaking. You would do that with a real person, but everything else, listening, reading and writing, you will do on a computer in a special program. The cost of the exam varies from 150 euros to 200, 250 euros depending on your location. Let's talk about the structure. The exam, as I said, has 4 parts: listening, reading, writing and speaking. Let's start with listening. These parts take 40 minutes and you have 60 questions to answer. All questions are multiple choice questions, so you don't need to input any data from the things that you hear, which is a good thing because French spelling could be quite tricky. Bad thing is that it increases in difficulty, so you'll start with some simple recordings of ads, of news programs, and then it will gradually become more difficult. You will have interviews and lectures. Then you'll have your reading task, which takes 60 minutes and you'll have 50 multiple choice questions. Again, you don't need to input any data like you do in IELTS. You will just need to select the correct answer. This task also increases in difficulty. You will start with short messages that you would see in newspapers, magazines, or online, and then you will have longer texts. By the end, it will be extremely hard to understand what they are about. After that, you will have your writing with 2 tasks, and the overall writing part takes 60 minutes. Like in IELTS, you should spend 20 minutes on your first task, which is short, and 40 minutes on your second task, which is quite long. The first task requires you to finish a story. They will give you the beginning of the story that you will need to finish. For example, a cyclist was going through the woods when suddenly he saw, and you will need to continue whatever was the thing that he saw. Your continuation of the story should take at least 80 words, and this is where they test your knowledge of past tenses. The second task is a classic essay. You will get a quote from a newspaper or magazine article, and you will need to write a letter to the person behind it, expressing your opinion on the topic. Again, like in IELTS, they would include various social topics, economic topics, and cultural topics. Here you will need to write 200 words, and that's why you should spend 40 minutes on this task. The last part is speaking. It takes 15 minutes. You will take it with a real person face-to-face in the test center of your choice. In the first task, you will get an ad that you will need to read, and then you will need to pretend to call to a company behind this ad or a person behind this ad and ask additional questions. For example, you're interested in vacations in Egypt, and you will see an ad for a proposed tour, and you will call a travel agency to ask some questions in a formal manner, so using vous instead of tu, and you will show your ability to ask questions in different ways. In the second task, you will also get an ad, but on a different topic, and this time you will need to pretend to talk to your friend face-to-face and persuade them to try this thing that you saw in the ad. It could be volunteering experience, again, it could be a vacation to a foreign country, trying some new things like getting some new skills, working on computer, or learning a foreign language, and you will need to persuade the examiner, and they will try to resist all your attempts to persuade them. So, for example, you say it will be good for you, they will say, I don't have enough time to do so. So you will need to think of a counter argument. How TEF Canada is graded? The maximum points you could get is 699. This is their internal grading system. It corresponds to the classic A1 to C2 level system. Nowadays, it takes around 5-6 days to get the result. And as I said, it will be all digital, so you don't need to have your hard copy. If you have any questions, put them below in the comments, and I'll see you next time.